Good morning, everyone. Very happy first Sunday of Advent as we begin this new liturgical year and enter into this season of expectation and preparation. Each time we encounter a new liturgical season, it's the same kind of as it was the year before, right? If you're at the end of November or occasionally at the very beginning of December, we begin the season of Advent. It's the same every year it shows up, and Father wears purple. As long as Father remembers, we don't say the Gloria. I forgot at 8 a.m. Mass this morning, so we said the Gloria. Sorry. Right, but all those things come back, and we kind of assume that every year Advent is kind of the same. It's like a mini Lent, a little bit of a penitential season to recognize our sinfulness and the state of the sinful world that we live in. A world that yearns and longs to be reunited with our Heavenly Father. But every liturgical celebration and season also comes to a particular time. This isn't just Advent in general, but this is Advent in 2020. And as my brother-in-law sometimes says, sometimes 2020 just happens. And sometimes bad things just seem to abound and come upon us without any sort of notice. Right? That if you're anything like me, this Advent I feel particularly tired. Wouldn't say just physically tired, though there's probably a little bit of that. But just kind of weary from this long year. We were for the eight months of enduring this pandemic, of switching things at Mass, not being able to have public Mass at first, and even now being very much limited in how many people can join us here present at Christ the King. Right? Maybe weary from all the precautions, from wearing masks and cleaning things and sanitizing our hands and standing close but not too close to people. Right, maybe it's just weary of the Groundhog Day-ness of every single day. Right, that each day just kind of seems to be the exact same as the one before. Right, whenever somebody asks me what day it is, I literally have to look at my clock and just go, oh, I guess it's the 29th of November. Feels a lot like the 28th or the 25th, right? Feels the same over and over again. All of these things can lead to us being quite weary, quite tired of the situation we find ourselves in. I think it's not unlike what the prophet Isaiah expresses in the first reading. Right? The prophet Isaiah, who knows intimately the word of God and God working through him personally, still trusts in God the Father. Right? He starts by saying, you, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. You are forever. But then he laments in his tiredness and says, why do you let us wander from your ways, O Lord, and harden our hearts that we fear you not? Right, that he's seen the people of Israel and probably even himself personally, having encountered God and known what he calls them to do through the law and the prophets. And yet, time and time again, what do? We wander astray. We're attracted by the things of the world and the evil things that don't ultimately fill us up, that ultimately do not satisfy. And yet we do it over and over and over again. And I hear Isaiah sympathizing with our own tiredness, and out of that crying out for God to come and be present. Because Isaiah understood that no earthly things or no personal ambition or efforts by himself would overcome this situation, would give him what he needed. But the only answer to his tiredness was that union with God the Father. He had seen human beings try and try to climb that mountain of God to be reunited with him, but always falling short. And so he cries out in hope and expectation for God himself to come and fix it. Because he knew the only cure for this weary world is the presence of God. It's even for him to become man, to become flesh and be present in front of us. Nothing else can cure that weariness, can cure that longing that we have in this sinful world. In fact, I think that's what Christ is pointing his disciples and apostles towards in today's gospel. Right? He tells them, be watchful, be alert. And I think at first hearing, we can hear this almost as a threat from our Savior, right? Be alert, or else I'll catch you sleeping. Right? Be alert, or else you'll miss the opportunity. I don't think that's entirely what he means. He does want us to be alert, to be ready for his coming. But I think he knows that we and the disciples before us find ourselves in a weary world, find ourselves tired. So what he wants to show us is that he is actually there. That he will be present to relieve us of our tiredness. That he will show up to give us what we need so that we can once again rejoice in his love. So that watchfulness is meant to help us to catch those moments, to actually recognize when God's working in our lives and showing up. Right? Because whenever we're tired, that's one of the things that we're looking for. And I think of it a lot like a long car journey. Right? If you're on the road for a while, you're on the road for hours and hours and hours, you might get a little weary of the journey. But as soon as you see that sign that says, destination, 15 miles, you go, ooh, okay, good. This wasn't all for nothing. We are going in the right direction. We are almost near. Right? We need that feedback, that validation that we are near to what we desire, near to our destination. Or the other way we can find relief in that weariness is to know that someone is there with us. Right? To be journeying with someone, to have a conversation with them, to get lost in music or a silly car game. Right? But in the midst of all that, we see that somebody else is journeying with us. That even in our tiredness, it gives us a little strength and energy to continue. So by being watchful and alert, we start to see both of those things. That even in our weariness in a world of sin, we find that one, God is taking us closer to our destination. We can see signs of him working in our lives personally and in the world around us. Maybe not that we're right there, maybe we're not even as close as we would like. But he is moving us along closer to that union with him. But if we're not watchful, we may miss it. We may just feel like we're still journeying all on our own trying to fix it. The second thing he does is to show us that he is truly with us. It's similar to the gospel from last Sunday, when he talks about when we might be hungry or thirsty or foreigners or in need of shelter or ill or imprisoned and we're visited, that's when Christ actually shows up. Yes, to fill our physical needs, but also to let us know that he sees us in that moment, that he is there with us through the Holy Spirit. And our attentiveness this Advent, we want to see those moments. We want to recognize the moments that even in our weary world of 2020, he can be present there with us. He can aid us to bring us relief and to bring us that joy. So brothers and sisters, if you feel that weariness of this year of 2020, I encourage you not to run from that. Bring it to your prayer with the Lord and let him know that you are tired. Echo those words of the prophet Isaiah, struggling and longing to be united with him. But in the midst of that, never give in to anger or disappointment or despair. But instead be hopeful and watchful. Be alert to the small moments in your life that he makes himself known to you, that he truly comes as an advent in your life. And in these days of preparation, we will start to see that presence of him, the presence of Jesus Christ, and especially his Holy Spirit. That presence that even in the midst of a weary world brings us great joy.